A healthcare task force created by Congress is trying to rekindle a national debate on what to do about the rising cost of healthcare and the rising number of Americans without health insurance. The group delivered its final report and recommendations to President Bush today. Now the president is required by law to forward the report with his own recommendations to Congress. NPR's Julie Rovner explains.
The Citizens Healthcare Working Group was established as part of the 2003 Medicare drug law. Its task was to report to Congress and the president what the public wants the healthcare system to look like. To get to the recommendations reported today, members held hearings and town hall meetings in 37 states, conducted internet and telephone polls, and went through three rounds of findings. In the end, said Working Group member Dorothy Bezos, all that boiled down to a single overarching goal.
We are recommending immediate action, that public policy establishing that all Americans have affordable health care be enacted in 2007, and that this public policy be fully implemented by the target date of 2012.
Patricia Maryland, a hospital administrator from Indiana who chaired the group, said what surprised members most was how much the public supports that goal.
And it was a consistent message. Red states, blue states, wherever we ended up going. And that surprised us. Individuals of all socioeconomic levels who were saying the same message.
Maryland says this report is different from past efforts, in part because it requires action from official Washington, even if it's only a report from the president and hearings in five separate congressional committees. But while the report includes a raft of other recommendations, from short-term universal coverage for catastrophic health care costs to electronic medical records, Maryland says the group left a lot of questions unanswered, including the fundamental problem of financing.
How we pay for that, we really haven't talked about. We don't have the answers.
But the politics surrounding the report began even before it was issued. Sarah Burke is executive director of Healthcare America, which favors a more market-based system. She says she agrees with many of the report's goals, but that it seems to her to be suggesting
a government-run, government takeover of healthcare. So we're here to raise a red flag and say, wait a second, we want to preserve consumer choice and create a system that protects choice and access, but does so with free market principles and public-private partnerships.
But Physicians for a National Health Program, which does favor a healthcare system run by the government, says the recommendations are tilted the other way. David McClanahan is a retired surgeon from Seattle and a spokesman for the group. He says at the meeting he attended and on the working group's website, it was pretty clear that the consensus was more what his group envisions.
Medicare for all type, insurance for everybody. One-tier system where there's no need for a safety net. Everybody gets comprehensive care. And if you look at the final recommendations, it falls pretty far short of that and I don't think expresses the consensus.
But the politics really start now. President Bush has 45 days from today to add his comments and forward the recommendations to Congress, which then has 45 more days to hold its required hearings. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.